This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred 36 gallantry awards to the personnel of the Armed Forces, Central Armed Police Forces and State and Union Territory Police. The awards were conferred during the Defence Investiture Ceremony Phase 1 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi this evening. The gallantry awards include 10 Kirti Chakras and 26 Shaurya Chakras. Out of these, 7 personnel were awarded Kirti Chakras posthumously and 7 Shaurya Chakras posthumously. The President conferred Kirti Chakra upon Captain Anshuman Singh posthumously. The awards were given to the personnel for displaying conspicuous gallantry, indomitable courage and extreme devotion to duty. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, attended the function. The 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit will focus on defence, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, science and technology, culture and people-to-people connections as the key discussion points. This was stated by Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Gavatra during a press briefing in New Delhi today. On Prime Minister's upcoming official visit to Russia and Austria from 8th to 10th of this month, Mr. Gavatra said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries. The Foreign Secretary said, Prime Minister Modi and President Putin will exchange views on contemporary, regional and global issues of mutual interest. He said the leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings including BRICS, SCO, G20, East Asia Summit and the United Nations. Mr. Gavatra said, the issue of early discharge of Indian nationals who have been misled into the service of the Russian army is also expected to figure during the discussions. The India-Russia Annual Summit is scheduled for Tuesday. Speaking about Prime Minister Modi's visit to Austria, the Foreign Secretary said, Mr. Modi will travel to Austria during 9th and 10th of this month. NEET PG Entrance Examination 2024 will be held on 11th of next month and is to be conducted in two shifts. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences has issued the revised schedule of the examination today. The exam was postponed last month, a day ahead of the scheduled date of examination. The decision was taken in the wake of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, will conduct the Foreign Medical Graduate Examination, FMGE, June 2024, tomorrow. The examination is being held at 71 centres in 50 cities across the country. Talking to Akashwani News, Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra has appealed to the FMGE aspirants not to pay heed to the rumours of paper leak. The government has mandated conformity to the Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS, for stainless steel and aluminium utensils to enhance kitchen safety, quality and efficiency. According to an order issued by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, the ISI mark will be compulsory for such utensils. Consumer Affairs Ministry said non-compliance to this order is punishable. Recently, the BIS has developed a range of standards covering essential kitchen items. Labour Party leader Keir Starmer has become new Prime Minister of United Kingdom. In his first speech as the new Prime Minister, 61-year-old Starmer promised to bring about change, emphasising the need to deliver results. He praised his immediate predecessor, Rishi Sunak, acknowledging the dedication and hard work Sunak brought to his leadership. And in women's cricket, chasing a target of 190 runs set by South Africa, India were 143 for 3 in 17 overs in the first match of three-match T20 International Series at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai a short while ago. South Africa scored 189 runs for 4 wickets in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.